Mastering Advanced Trading Strategies, Insights on Pillars and Pyramids, by Lan Turner. The quest for effective trading strategies is unending in the dynamic world of financial trading. It's a realm that demands adaptability, resilience, and a keen sense of balancing the scales of risk and reward. Whether seasoned or just starting out, every trader navigates this landscape with anticipation and caution, knowing well that the right strategy can be the key to unlocking significant gains. I'm Lan Turner, and over my many years of trading, I've come to appreciate the nuances of this ever-evolving game. My journey hasn't been without its trials and errors, but each step has been a learning experience, guiding me towards strategies that not only align with my trading philosophy, but also enhance my ability to manage risk effectively. In this article, I aim to share my insights into two pivotal strategies that have become cornerstones of my trading approach: pyramiding and pillaring. These strategies, while distinct in their execution, share a common goal: maximizing profits while keeping a tight leash on risk. But before we dive into the intricacies of these strategies, let's set the stage by understanding the fundamental importance of risk management in trading. Risk management is not just a safety net, it's the foundation for successful trading. It's about making informed decisions that balance the potential for profit against the possibility of loss. This principle is at the heart of pyramiding and pillaring, guiding my choices and trading outcomes. As we explore these strategies, remember that the goal is not to prescribe a one-size-fits-all approach, but to illustrate paths you might consider on your trading journey. Whether you're drawn to the calculated aggression of pyramiding or the nuanced balance of pillaring, the overarching theme remains: effective risk management is vital to sustainable trading success. Join me as we investigate the world of pyramiding and pillaring, uncovering the strategies, experiences, and lessons that have shaped my personal trading philosophy. It's a journey of discovery, reflection, and growth, and I'm here to guide you through it, one trade at a time. 1. Traditional pyramiding, wide base pyramid. As traders, we're tasked with the challenge of maximizing gains while managing risk. Notice that I didn't say minimizing risk. In trading, managing risk is not the same thing as minimizing risk. Traditional pyramiding, often referred to as the wide base pyramid, is a strategy that embodies this delicate balance. At its core, traditional pyramiding involves starting with a substantial position when the market's movement aligns with our analysis, aiming to capture the momentum of a trending market. By initiating a significant position right from the onset, we position ourselves to capitalize on the bulk of the trend's momentum, with large size, maximizing our profit potential. One of the key advantages of traditional pyramiding is its ability to facilitate profit-taking along the trend. As the market continues to move in our favor, we have the flexibility to gradually reduce our position size, allowing us to secure profits while still participating in the ongoing market move. This approach aligns with the timeless adage of taking profits along the way, ensuring we lock in gains as the trend unfolds. However, traditional pyramiding has its share of challenges, like any trading strategy. The primary risk lies in the sizable initial position. Suppose the market moves against us immediately after entering the trade. In that case, the potential loss can be significant due to the heightened exposure from the larger initial entry size. In the trading world, understanding each strategy's advantages and disadvantages is crucial. Traditional pyramiding offers the potential for substantial gains, but it also requires careful risk management to navigate the inherent challenges effectively. Summary: advantages. Maximizing initial position. Starting with a large position when the market's movement is in your favor maximizes profit potential right from the onset, capturing the bulk of the trend's momentum. Profit taking along the trend. Gradually reducing the position as the trend continues allows profit-taking while still participating in the market's move. This method aligns with taking profits along the way. Disadvantages: initial risk exposure. The primary risk is the significant initial position. Suppose the market moves against you immediately after position entry. In that case, the potential loss is significantly higher due to the larger initial contract size. 2. Upside-down pyramiding. Upside-down pyramiding stands out as a nuanced approach, emphasizing caution and strategic growth in the landscape of trading strategies. This method offers a unique perspective on managing risk and capitalizing on market opportunities. At its core, Upside-down pyramiding takes a conservative approach to entering trades by starting with a smaller position size. This initial step minimizes the risk exposure from the onset, aligning with the timeless principle of cut your losers short. By limiting the initial risk, traders can approach new trades with confidence and discipline. One of the critical advantages of upside-down pyramiding is its ability to grow slowly and confidently as the market confirms our analysis. Rather than committing to a large position size up front, this strategy allows traders to add to their position as the market validates their initial conviction. This gradual accumulation of positions enables compounded growth on successful trades, fostering a sense of confidence and momentum. However, upside-down pyramiding also comes with its own set of challenges. The conservative start means that the initial profit potential may be limited compared to more aggressive strategies. Additionally, as positions are added with each favorable move, the risk of a market reversal looms, potentially eroding a significant portion of accrued unrealized profits. Managing this top-heavy risk becomes paramount, especially as the average entry price approaches the trailing stop. By understanding the advantages and disadvantages of this approach, traders can tailor their strategies to align with their objectives and market conditions, fostering long-term success. Advantages? Minimized initial risk. Starting with a smaller position size limits initial exposure, making it a cautious approach to entering a new trade. This strategy embodies the principle of cut your losers short. Growing with confidence. Adding to the position as the market confirms your analysis allows for compounded growth on a successful trade. Disadvantages. Limited initial profit potential. A conservative start means limited initial profit potential. Top-heavy risk. As you add to the position with each favorable move, the risk of a market reversal eroding a significant portion of accrued profits increases, especially if the average entry price approaches the trailing stop too closely. Reverse pyramiding. In the realm of trading strategies, exploring alternatives to traditional pyramiding opens the door to a diverse range of approaches to optimize risk management and capital preservation. Negative dollar cost averaging presents a more unconventional approach to managing losing positions. This strategy entails adding to a losing position to lower the average entry price, anticipating that a subsequent market reversal will transform a losing trade into a profitable one. While this approach can potentially yield significant profits, if the market reverses favorably, it comes with considerable risk. By deviating from the principle of cutting losses short, traders expose themselves to the possibility of compounded losses if the market fails to reverse in their favor. By understanding the advantages and disadvantages of these approaches, traders can tailor their strategies to align with their objectives and risk tolerance, fostering resilience and adaptability in their trading journey. 3. Reverse pyramiding, dollar cost averaging into a loss. This strategy involves adding to a losing position to lower the average entry price, hoping that a market reversal will make the trade profitable. Advantages: if the market reverses in your favor, starting the upward trend with a large position can lead to significant profits. Disadvantages: highly risky as it goes against the principle of cutting losses short. The market might not turn in your favor, leading to compounded losses. Markets can stay irrational longer than you can remain liquid. Each pyramiding strategy has unique advantages and considerations tailored to different market perspectives and risk tolerance levels. The traditional pyramiding approach suits traders who prefer to capitalize on initial solid signals and are willing to take on more significant upfront risk. The upside-down pyramid appeals to those prioritizing risk management over immediate profit potential, while negative dollar cost averaging is arguably the most contentious, embodying a high-risk, high-reward paradigm that counters conventional trading wisdom. It underscores the importance of having a clear exit strategy and understanding the potential for markets to move against a position for extended periods of time. Considering these strategies, especially in day trading contexts, you must align them with your risk profile, trading goals, and market analysis to navigate them effectively. 4. Pillaring strategy, a refined understanding. In light of the dangers of over-leveraging while pyramiding, the pillaring strategy is a refined and meticulously crafted method tailored to the discerning trader. At its core, the pillaring strategy embodies a strategic fusion of precision and adaptability, offering traders a sophisticated toolset to navigate the financial markets. Unlike traditional pyramiding techniques, which emphasize incrementally increasing position sizes to capitalize on trending markets, pillaring introduces a distinctive approach centered on maintaining a stable position size while strategically adjusting the average entry price. The pillaring strategy begins by establishing an initial position. In this example, let's say we start with two contracts, not too big but not too small. After identifying a suitable entry point, we execute the pivotal move of adding an equal number of contracts or shares to our position, thereby expanding the position size to 4. However, the hallmark of pillaring lies in this unique twist. Immediately following this addition, two contracts are swiftly removed from the position, restoring it to its original size. This intricate dance of building up and then promptly paring back down exemplifies the essence of pillaring, constructing a stable pillar that serves as a foundation for strategic maneuvering in the markets. By effectively managing the average entry price through this process, traders adeptly balance risk and reward, capitalizing on favorable price movements without amplifying their exposure. Moreover, the pillaring strategy offers a spectrum of variations to accommodate diverse market conditions and risk appetites. From the standard approach of adjusting the position's average cost by 50% to more conservative variations tailored for uncertain market environments, pillaring empowers traders with the flexibility to fine-tune their strategies to align with prevailing market dynamics. As traders delve deeper into this methodology, the distinction between pillaring and traditional pyramiding becomes tangible. While pyramiding emphasizes the expansion of position size to ride the momentum of a trend, pillaring prioritizes preserving the original position size while enhancing risk management and profit retention through adjustments to the average entry price. In the following sections, we look into the intricacies of the pillaring strategy, exploring its nuances, applications, and real-world insights. 1. Initial position and adjustment. You start by opening a position with two contracts. Upon identifying another entry point that warrants adding to your position, you add two more contracts, bringing your total to 4. Key action. Immediately after this addition, you remove two contracts from your position. This action is crucial to the pillaring strategy. Unlike pyramiding, where you might leave the added contracts to ride the trend, pillaring requires you to trim the position back down to its original size. This step is what defines it as pillaring. You're building up, adding contracts, and then immediately taking away, removing contracts, to maintain a stable pillar. 2. Dollar cost averaging profit management. By adding and then removing the same number of contracts, you're effectively managing your average entry price and locking in some profit while keeping your exposure consistent with your initial risk tolerance. This approach allows you to capitalize on favorable price movements without increasing your risk profile. The act of adding two contracts and then removing two, in essence, lets you adjust your position's average cost by 50% based on the new entry points. It's a strategic move to balance risk and reward by leveraging price movements in your favor. 3. Conservative variation. In a less trending or parabolic market move, you might choose an even more conservative approach by adding one contract to your initial two and then removing it immediately. This variation adjusts your position's average cost by 33%, offering a more cautious way to manage your trade in uncertain market conditions. 4. Pillaring versus pyramiding. The distinction between pillaring and pyramiding becomes clear. While pyramiding focuses on incrementally increasing the position size to leverage a trend, pillaring aims to maintain the original position size while adjusting the average entry price for better risk management and profit retention without broadening the base. With this refined understanding, the pillaring strategy emerges as a sophisticated method for both day traders and long-term investors to more actively manage their positions. It underscores the importance of strategic entries and exits, dollar cost averaging for risk management, and the agility to adapt to market conditions without escalating the risk profile. Adding positions, and managing risk. As we look deeper into the intricacies of pillaring and pyramiding, we find that the strategic refinement and integration of trailing stops and position management are at the heart of these strategies. Trailing stops are a cornerstone of risk management, offering traders a dynamic tool to safeguard profits while allowing positions to flourish. Crucially, as the trailing stop rises above the break-even point, it assumes the dual role of preserving capital and securing accumulated profits, a vital aspect of prudent trading. Central to our approach is adopting a cautious stance when adding positions, prioritizing incremental advancement over rapid expansion. By opting for a more conservative addition, adding one contract instead of two, we balance enhancing potential gains and preventing overexposure. This measured approach ensures that the average position price progresses by a modest margin, 33%, preserving the protective buffer provided by the trailing stop. Moreover, our systematic approach mitigates the risk of overexposure by carefully managing the advancement of the average position price. By adding to the position gradually, we minimize the likelihood of triggering the trailing stop in the event of a market pullback, thus safeguarding against potential losses. The logic behind immediate position adjustments further underscores our commitment to preserving the trade's risk-reward profile. Rather than adopting a reset and rebuild approach, our strategy emphasizes incremental adjustments that maintain alignment with the market's prevailing conditions and the protective positioning of the trailing stop. This step-by-step refinement ensures that the trade remains within a tolerable risk threshold. The following sections summarize practical examples and insights from my firsthand experience, illustrating the strategic nuances underpinning our approach to pillaring and pyramiding. Let's unlock some actionable insights to help elevate your trading. 1. Training stops and position management. Trailing stops are a fundamental aspect of risk management in trading. It allows a trader to protect accrued profits while giving a position room to grow. The moment the trailing stop is above the break-even point, it starts to safeguard not just the initial capital, but also the accumulated profit. 2. A cautious approach to adding positions. When considering adding to a position, the overarching goal is to increase potential gains without disproportionately increasing the risk. This strategy cleverly addresses this by opting for a more conservative addition to the position, adding one contract instead of two. This method ensures that the average position price advances by a smaller margin, 33%, which is critical for maintaining the protective buffer the trailing stop provides. 3. Avoiding overexposure. By adding to the position in a measured way, 33% advancement, you mitigate the risk of the market pulling back and hitting the trailing stop, which is more likely with a 50% advancement. This careful management prevents the scenario where, despite having a trailing stop to lock in profits, the new average position could be above this stop, potentially leading to a loss if the stop is triggered. 4. The logic behind immediate position adjustments. The process of first adding to the position and then immediately taking profits, rather than removing positions and then adding back, is a sophisticated maneuver that enhances the dollar-cost averaging effect without fully resetting the risk profile of the trade. This step-by-step adjustment maintains a closer alignment with the market's current state and the trailing stop's protective positioning. 5. Preserving the risk-reward profile. This nuanced approach preserves the favorable risk-reward profile initially established at the trade's beginning. By meticulously managing how the position's average price is advanced, you ensure the trade remains within a tolerable risk threshold. Practical implications for day traders. This strategic insight into pillaring underscores the importance of a disciplined, systematic approach to trading that prioritizes risk management and profit retention. In practice, this strategy demands a high level of market awareness, precision in execution, and a clear understanding of one's risk tolerance and trading objectives. It's a testament to the nuanced, thoughtful approach required to successfully navigate the complexities of the market. Conclusion. As we end our discussion, I want to emphasize the importance of integrating these trading strategies into your approach. Each strategy, traditional, upside-down, negative dollar-cost average pyramids, or a strategic approach to pillaring, offers unique opportunities and challenges. It's crucial to understand the nuances of each and adapt them to suit your trading style and the current market conditions. Remember, successful trading isn't just about making profits. It's about managing risks effectively. By incorporating pillars and pyramids into your trading plan, you're maximizing your profit potential and mitigating potential losses. It's a delicate balance between seizing opportunities and protecting your capital. So as you embark on your trading journey, remember these principles. Stay disciplined, stay informed, and always be willing to learn and adapt. The trading world is dynamic, and success comes to those who can navigate its complexities with skill and insight. Here's to your continued success in the markets.
Lan Turner is the founder of Gecko Software and Gecko Financial Services. He's an avid trader, educator at Utah Tech University, and the editor-in-chief of Pitt News Magazine.